Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, happy Labor Day 2014.
Happy Labor Day. The Department of Labor says that the day is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. So there.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. I think we should celebrate people who work.
They spend $1 billion a year towards Labor Day, so what the heck. It does come around fast, and I keep saying that, but it's a way to celebrate the end of the summer, I guess. Or is it the beginning of the summer? I think I'm going to look at it.
It's a happy holiday.
It's a happy holiday, yeah. I don't know. I'm kind
of
bummed. I mean,
ones.
It's Labor Day, and I still have not barbecued a hamburger through the entire summer.
Well, I thought for sure you were going to barbecue today.
I told you in the beginning of the summer. I said, this year, for sure, I'm going to do something. I'm going to go to the beach, or I'm going to have a barbecue, and nothing has happened. And no beach, no barbecue again. So.
Well, speaking of the beach, I'm going to the beach today, and I'm going to do the ALS challenge at the beach today, because we're in a drought, and people are pouring buckets of real water over people's heads when we don't have water. So we're going to go to the beach, and I'm going to do the ALS challenge with a bucket of ice ocean water.
So real ice ocean water, okay.
Yeah, two causes at once.
Well, there's enough out there, you know.
It's true, and that takes us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time already? What the heck's going on here?
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I went to the J.D. Hall concert this weekend, and it was off the chain. J.D. Hall does an impersonation. I don't want to call it an impersonation because it's more of a salute, a tribute to Barry White. And I mean, people were up on their feet. They were dancing. I even got up and started dancing. It was awesome. Women were throwing themselves at J.D. There's nothing like that deep baritone bass voice to get a woman going. And I saw men giving their wives over to J.D. as he was doing the tribute songs. It was wonderful to hear all of that old music that I hadn't heard in a while. He had a wonderful voice, and he needs to go to Las Vegas. If their show gets to Las Vegas, J.D. and his band need to pack up and be ready to move because they're going to live there. They're going to be a permanent show. It was such a good show. So if anybody ever hears of J.D. Hall and the Ultimate Barry White Tribute Band appearing anywhere, go. You will have the best time of your life. It'll be like you were a teenager again.
Mr. Barry.
Absolutely. And my second hot topic is Joan Rivers. We want to send our love and prayers to Joan Rivers and Melissa and their family. Joan is still apparently in critical condition. And, all we can do is just continue to pray for her. And it's a reminder when we have these procedures done in a doctor's office, that there's always some danger if you go under general anesthesia. There just is.
Yeah.
And, we need to sometimes really rethink whether we want to have procedures done in a doctor's office because they're saying what's critical now is how long she was actually deprived of oxygen. Mm. And had the procedure been done in a hospital, there would have been more equipment and facilities available.
Exactly.
But, our love and prayers go out to her today. And your hot topics.
Well, people are retiring. They're happy. They're sitting back. but, you know, watching TV, golfing. But then they get home and they check on the old savings, and they find out it's either gone or close to it. So before you look around and think, you know, maybe it's time that I get something, a little extra income, think about something that you would like to do. So if you do have to work, you'd enjoy it. Something that maybe you can use your experience. But remember, if you're on Social Security or Social Security disability, you only want to make so much a month. It may be a $900 limit, but if you go over that, then it's going to be deducting from your Social Security. And then you want to think, how many hours do you want to work? Is it a part-time thing? You want to stay close to home. You don't want to do all the driving. If you do have to go back, you want to keep it fairly local. Prepare a job search. Remember, the apps now are not done like the apps we used to do. You don't go with your pencil and paper or fill out one of their apps. It's all online. Research online companies that are interested in older workers, baby boomers. Many employees feel that older workers are more dependable and reliable. So there are companies out there that look for people like us. Brush up on your lingo so you don't sound too far behind in the times. Computer literate. Update your socials and media skills and update your LinkedIn profile. Brush up on your software and social media skills. And don't overdo your apps. Too much college and experience, it may put you in a overqualified category. Get up to date on your clothes and maybe lighten or darken the gray hair a bit. Research. And think of what you'd like to do. Have a figure in mind for an income you'd like. Be positive and go for it. You know, I mean, that's all you can do. Remember, your app will be online, so not on paper. So start researching how to do that kind of an application. And don't forget the possibilities of working at home. Looking to start your own business.
That's great advice. Great advice. And we all, are going to end up working longer than we thought we were.
Oh, that's for sure. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
And that brings us up to our first commercial.
There we go.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
For those of you that are have been in Los Angeles for a few years, you recognize that song. It's Express Yourself by Charles Wright and the 103rd Street Rhythm Band. That's a local L.A. band that I know. I don't want to say I grew up, but we were all teenagers around the same time. And that has become an anthem of a generation. And that's our guest today. That's Charles Wright. Charles, are you with us?
Hello, Charles. Are you in?
Hello, how you doing there?
There he is. Hello, Charles. Thanks
all
for coming
right
on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm listening to you talk about J.D. someone you saw.
J.D. Hall.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Barry White is one of the successful people that came through my band. He was our drummer for a while.
Really? I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yep.
Now, being from Los Angeles, I remember the band in the, I guess it was the late 60s?
Yep.
When did the band start?
In the mid-60s. Like, we really started about 64, we started with four pieces.
Okay.
By the time we got to 67, we had nine musicians. Yeah, we started in 64, though.
Oh, 64. My.
My, the time goes by fast, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
And you wrote Express Yourself, which
yes,
I guess
ma'am.
Is the most famous song that the band did.
Yes, one of them, Loveland being another.
Well, there are several on there.
Loveland.
And they last forever, you know? I mean, that stuff.
Yeah, do your thing, yeah.
Yeah, it goes down in history. And you
well,
started
Express
back.
Express Yourself has kind of been a creed for my generation. I graduated from high school in 67, don't tell anybody. And, and that was kind of our anthem for that generation, that we were going to express ourselves. So you really started a movement.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aware of that, but the song does do me justice. Thank God for it. It really takes care of business. Everybody likes to use it for one thing or another.
Yeah, it's been used in commercials and movies, all kinds of things over the years, and they're still using it.
Yes, ma'am. We're in our 33rd commercial now.
So when you get something that really hits, it must be pretty exciting when all of a sudden you see it going on the charts and word gets out. I mean, you must be sitting there going, well, right, you know. We're on the charts. Was that up in the top 10, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's exciting to watch it grow.
Yeah.
Because it starts out somewhere way in the bottom of the charts. But Express Yourself, I think, came in, though, in the 60s. So in the mid-60s, and I watched it grow from there week by week. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
And you started in, what, 62, was it?
Yes.
So it was pretty early in your career. So that must have really been cool. That's a jump starter. And did you guys get together and have a little celebration?
Did a lot of things before that.
Yeah.
And made a lot of other people rich before that.
Oh, my. Well, like I said, it was a local band to Los Angeles, so I certainly remember the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. And now I understand you've written a book, is it?
Yes, I have a book entitled Up.
Up. And what's that about?
It's about my life as a child in the Mississippi Delta in the cotton patch and my family, what we went through.
Well, you know, I was doing a report on the rock and roll, and they said the people from down in Mississippi took the guitars and went up to Chicago and started mixing it with the people up there, and that was one of the creations, along with Les Paul and his Sound Over Sound, that these were like the foundations of a lot of the rock and roll stuff.
Yeah, and the people in the Mississippi Delta actually created the blues.
The blues, yeah.
Yeah, and the rock and roll grew from there.
Yeah, that's
right.
There's
so
some interesting
now your
history.
Book, when is your book going to be coming out?
February.
In February, but I understand you're going to have an event tomorrow evening?
Yeah, we're having a screening. My book is a three-tier book. It's a hard copy, it's an audio book, and it's a video book. And tomorrow we're going to show the video part at the Lounge Theater in Hollywood.
At which theater?
The Lounge.
The Lounge.
The
okay.
Lounge Theater. Okay,
yeah.
So now you're going to, are you still inviting people to come, or do you have enough people to come and view it?
I don't actually know. Raina Ray is taking care of that. I can't really tell you if she has all the people she wants or not, but I would welcome anybody who want to come. If we have to do another show, we will.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, you probably realize that the popularity is growing even more with people that were in music like you were back in the 60s. Now you have all these baby boomers out there, and they're looking for the groups they used to enjoy back then. So you guys are getting your popularity back even more so, probably. Have you noticed a difference in that where, the audience is age, but you know, a lot of the baby boomers are looking for their groups again. They want to get out there and see them on stage. And they say a lot of them had to have been pulled out of the cobwebs, and they had put them back together because they're becoming popular again, a lot of groups.
Well, the music is, the quality of the music has died. It's been attacked or whatever for the last 35, 40 years. These people haven't heard any, they've heard assimilations of music, but rarely do they hear real music, so they need it. It's not something necessarily they want as much as we all need.
Exactly.
What we really were doing in the 60s and the 70s, and they certainly cut it out in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
And people
absolutely. I always...
Yeah,
I always say that I got satellite radio because I wanted to listen to real music again.
Yeah, our souls are crying out for it.
Absolutely.
You can see the effect that it has had on the population. People are willingly killing each other. They're taking more dope. They're doing all kinds of things.
Yeah,
because
they're
not really satisfied. We need that. We need that music.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, well, maybe you need to get a band together and go back out on tour and
well,
play
some
sure got the crowd behind you. There's a lot of us sitting around waiting.
Yeah, as soon as I finish my book, I'll look into that. But my book has really taken up the whole last year.
Yeah.
Just putting it together. You can imagine doing a video book, how.
What is a video book?
I'm sitting or standing and illustrating my story to the people. I'm telling them my story the way I saw it.
Yeah. Well, Aretha, it was like that story I told you when I went to that restaurant. This guy was about 80-something sitting there, and he was holding up his iPad and just touching the screen, and the pages were turning, you know?
Well, that's just it, but with a video book, you have a live human being, and you're going to be recording some of it tomorrow. Now, I know that you have a Facebook page, so perhaps people can go there and find out more, and that's on Facebook, and it's Charles Wright, 103, CHARLESWRIGHT, 103, on Facebook, and I'm sure they'll be able to find out when the book is coming out, and more information about the audiobook. Do you do your own Facebook, Charles?
That's not fair. Honestly, I hate to admit it, but I just don't really have the time to do it all myself. Every once in a while I get in there. But my daughter, she does a lot of it for me. Good bless her soul.
That's good.
Baby Boomers Live and Easy Way Broadcasting, that's what you want to get on. And we'll get your stuff out there because that's the cutting edge in the Internet.
Great.
Well, if you have a Facebook page, you're ahead of most baby boomers, so that's exciting. So that's how people can get in touch with you. It's been really good talking to you, Charles.
Again, we want you to get out
the lounge.
Can I tell you my email address?
Give us your email.
My email address is, my website is expressyourself.net.
.net, express yourself, okay.
Okay.
And you're going to be at the Lounge Theater tomorrow, so I'm sure if they go on either your Facebook or your website, they'll be able to get some information about it, and certainly information about your book. So I really look forward to seeing it, because just like you don't do Facebook, I don't really do paperback books or paper books,
right.
But I do video.
All right.
We're getting up there with all this technology.
Fair exchange.
Yeah, exactly. And then we want to see you get that band back together.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you both. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
All right, God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
All right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Aretha,
okay, I'm just going to say, what happened
to you? Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, talking about, places to retire and so on and so forth, you really have to think before you move. For weather, no doubt Southern California, which is said to have the best weather in the world, 78 degrees all year round, no humidity, there's very few mosquitoes out here. I never see any. We have the oceans, the mountain activities year round. This would by far make California number one. The drawback, of course, which most people know with this perfect climate, is the property values. The median price home in California would be maybe $700,000, where you can go to a lot of states and $200,000 will buy you a home. Much depends on what you're looking for. If it's a perfect weather and a wide variety of outdoor activities and you can afford it, California's fine. January and February, you could still sit outside, and if you want some snow, you go up to Big Bear and you get the surf. But putting weather aside, the top cities, believe it or not, in the U.S., would be Asheville. Now, see if you can pick some of them. Asheville, North Carolina, Athens, Georgia, Austin, Texas, Clearwater, Florida, and Mesa, Arizona. They have been named some of the best places to live for retirees. If you can handle some of the warm climates and so on and so forth, the mosquitoes in Florida. So, okay, now if you decide, well, you know what, I want to leave the country. The top places they have listed for retirement overseas are Argentina, Belize, believe it or not, Belize, Costa Rica, France, Italy, Mexico. There's a large area down in Mexico that the entire area is retirees. Nicaragua, Panama, Portugal, and Spain have been named some of the top destinations. What to look for? Experts recommend looking for places with populations greater than 10,000 because less densely populated areas may have lower levels of human services, and you don't want to be stuck out there without, you know, so on and so forth, your hospitals. You want to have an area with a good economy. You want to be close to all this stuff. It's very important. You don't want to be stuck out someplace. And, you know, let's face it, we might have to have checkups once in a while, a little bit more often than before. So you want your hospitals, recreation, low-crime areas. In California and South Orange County, some of the top ratings for low crime, et cetera, but again, you get the prices. You want good retail shopping, major media, and marketing, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's time to move in with Reza and her tech time.
iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It's tech time.
Well, I want to talk about all of I want to talk about all of these pictures of naked celebrities that are actually running around on the internet. Apparently, the cloud was hacked. Now, I have to admit, I'm not exactly – well, I do know what the cloud is. I was going to say I don't know what it really is, but I do. It's a server somewhere. It is a piece of equipment somewhere that houses information. So it's not really a cloud. They just kind of call it that. And these celebrities apparently have taken nude photographs, and they have posted them up on the cloud. Now, the problem with that is – someone hacked it, and so they reposted these pictures of private pictures all over the internet. Again, it's another case of how much privacy do we really have on the internet? Now, there's only one surefire way of knowing that your naked picture will never end up on the internet.
Why not
posting
it?
Do not take naked pictures. Okay. If you don't take them, they won't show up. So it doesn't matter whether or not you're Jennifer Lawrence or Aretha Gray or Jim Zuley or, you know, Jane Doe.
Yeah.
If you take pictures and you post them on the internet and you put them on the cloud, they can get hacked. So, again, am I saying be afraid to put your stuff on the internet? No, don't be afraid to use the internet. It's going to happen. There are going to be breaches. There are going to be times where your information is compromised. But again, the security is going to be greater and greater. And the bottom line is you do have control over your content. Whatever you don't want to be seen by the public, don't put it on the internet. Other people put enough of your information on. I've talked about before how your Banking information is already on the internet through the banking system. Your phone number, your address, all of that's already on the internet. You don't have control over that. But you do have control over the pictures that you take and that you post, and especially young people. Jim was talking about applying for jobs. A lot of employers nowadays go into your Facebook page, and they can just do a search on your name, and you may have deleted that picture that you took at the drunken orgy 10 years ago, but someone else didn't, and it'll pop up because they tagged you in it. So you need to not take those pictures. Remove yourself from any situation that you don't want to be seen in or that represents you in a light that you don't really want to be seen in. So, again, I'm not saying be afraid of the Internet. Use the Internet. The Internet is your friend. But there will be breaches in security from time to time, so you need to limit the content that you actually put on the Internet. So, Jim, I don't suppose you have anything running around on the Internet that nobody should see, right?
I am very boring. My colors are tan and beige. My house is tan and beige. There's nothing exciting, no Internet pictures. There's basically no pictures to put up there.
Well, I have to admit, I did some movies. I did a movie in the 70s at least, but everybody has one. It wasn't pornography, but I did do a movie in the 70s that is still available on the Internet, but you don't have to hack to find it. It's still just up there. So, again, another reason why you don't want to do things that you don't want people to see. And I used to say, even when I was a young actress, I don't want to do anything that I don't want my grandchildren to see. And that's before I had grandchildren. Although I really don't want my grandchildren to see my movie from the 70s. But, yeah.
What was that movie you were in? Didn't you have some movie that you were in? It was kind of sci-fi, horror or something?
Well, this movie is, but it's, like I said, I don't, it's there, but I've recently done some sci-fi movies, so that'll be coming out soon, and when that comes out, I'll be talking about that.
Yeah, I like sci-fi.
So, are we gonna have our last commercial here, or are we gonna wrap up before
we
leave?
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Well,
there
Jim,
we go.
Just a few things before we go. We're on Facebook, you know. So
like
if you want to find us on
Facebook.
Well,
right.
No, I'm talking about us, Baby Boomers Live. We're on Facebook. So
there
you just go to Facebook and go to Baby Boomers Live, and you can see what Jim and I are up to. We post pictures of parties and events that we go to and a little information on there. And just check us out. And then Easy Way Broadcasting is also on Facebook.
A fan page. And, you can get, it gets you out there with your business. And Eric gives you the tools on how to help create a return, you know, with all this technology. I'm just amazed. But experience the Easy Way. We that great event last night. It's talking about networking, Aretha. I mean, people in business network with each other. And then, and what is it, Aretha? That little square on there, what's that called again when you scan it?
The RC
that little,
code
thing.
Anyway, yeah. It's
that's
that little thing that looks like a squiggle kind of thing on cards. And
Aretha,
all
I am
you
just
have to do
blown
is
away
scan
by
it
that
with
stuff.
Your phone.
What the heck is that? And then Eric had this other one he was introduced to where you pull out a card and you flip it open and it plays a video. And you know how you hand somebody your business card? Well, this one flips open and it shows you a video. You can put a video of your stuff on there. And
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was available yet, but yes, I've definitely heard about that. And then
where
there's
are we
the
going with
Easy Way app. Go to search for Eric Zuli on your app store and you can get the Easy Way app. And the Easy Way Broadcasting presents STOP, Talent Show and Showcase, and Benefit Concert. It's going to be at Busby East in Los Angeles on September 27th. Time is flying, so you guys need to get your tickets. It's on Saturday. It's an all-age talent show. So, baby boomers, you can come out and showcase your talent, too. But you got to sign up in advance. Don't just show up. So go on the app and check it out. And, Jim, we are way out of time.
We're way out of time again, Raytheon.
Love being here. Love all of you. And goodbye and God bless.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Talk to you next week.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the STOP Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It guy Eric Zuli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching STOP Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The STOP Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag STOP Tour.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.